Hi, welcome back. You're with Truth News Radio Australia, beaming to you from Sydney, Australia, on this 12th day of July 2012. And we are being carried across a number of networks in the US, out of Austin, Texas, and in Oklahoma City, and a variety of other FM stations in the US. Welcome to the show. I'm really glad to be able to share the information that we're bringing to you. And I think you may find the story that we're covering in the second hour is quite unique. And we certainly, I think, probably have the exclusive on this story. Although, you know, I don't feel proud of that. I feel ashamed, because it is a story of great shame on our country. But someone's got to do this hard, dirty work of covering this, because no one else is. I guarantee you there is no media out there covering this except for Truth News. But I should say except for Truth News and Fair Dinkum Radio, which is another new media, alternative media radio station that has popped up, currently podcast only. And I have the director of Fair Dinkum Radio, the host and director and CEO of FairDinkumRadio.com, on the line to talk about a really important subject of human rights and free speech in Australia. And his name is Leon Pittard. Leon, welcome to the show.
G'day, Herewood, and g'day to your listeners.
Look, thanks for making the time to come on today, Leon. Now, let me just run through the background here again of the story. You've actually got a press release up on your website, Leon, and I'll just read here briefly from that press release. Title is Australian Thought Police Target Free Speech. Australian health authorities have launched an attack on radio host Leon Pittard after a guest on his Fair Dinkum radio show revealed the extent to which authorities are restricting free speech when it comes to public discussions of natural medicines. The story began when Mr. Pittard posted an article and a podcast entitled Australian Government's Attack on Health Freedom, which featured an interview between the radio host and Merrill Dorey of the Australian Vaccination Network. During the interview, Ms. Dorey referred to Black Salve, a cream that has been banned by the Therapeutic Goods Administration, which is the Australian version of the FDA. Merrill Dorey's exact words were this: "I've used it myself on a cancer that I had on my shoulder, and I've got to tell you, it is like a scalpel. It cut out in a perfect circle, and it got rid of it completely. So the Australian government several years ago banned the use of black salve on humans, and you could only buy it for animals." It is this reference to the banned cream that has prompted the Therapeutic Goods Administration to refer the matter to their complaints resolution panel, after allegedly receiving a 14-page complaint from an unidentified source detailing alleged breaches of the advertising code. The complaint alleges that Merrill Dorey has advertised and promoted black salve, and that Leon Pittard has further promoted and advertised black salve by publishing the interview. Mr. Pittard is now required to answer the TGA's complaint after airing the interview with Ms. Dorey. The agency has given him 2 weeks to respond to allegations of advertising — this is advertising a banned product — even though he has no advertisers and features no advertisements on his radio, but merely discusses issues related to health, politics, and freedom of speech. Activists have been concerned about the TGA's misuse of a wide range of powers since 2003, when the agency shut down a large sector of the Australian complementary medicine industry, losing 1,000 jobs and $450 million in revenue, after shutting down and bankrupting complementary medicine manufacturer Pan Pharmaceuticals. So I'll just leave it there. You can read the rest of that press release either on fairdinkumradio.com or our website. We'll have it all up there. The nub of this story, the core of this story, is an issue about free speech and human rights. I mean, we're talking about one of the most basic rights, which is the right to a free media. And this is far more important than the question of even, you know, does black salve really work? Maybe it's not genuine. Maybe it doesn't work. Maybe it doesn't do everything they said it does. Fine. I can't judge that. I don't know that for certain. And I would even, to some extent, agree that we need to, that there needs to be regulations on what can be sold to people, simply from the point of view of consumer protection, right? Especially if something might be poisonous, might be dangerous. I don't mind having some kind of regulatory organization looking at that if they're following their own correct procedures and if they are really advocating the consumer, okay? But here, we are not talking about someone selling or advertising anything. We are talking about a media outlet, Fair Dinkum Radio, talking to an activist who actually is really just an activist against vaccines, simply about the use of a herbal remedy that has a certain name. And this has just been picked up as, you're advertising a banned product. Now we're going to throw all this legal mumbo jumbo at you and force you to respond. This is, again, creeping totalitarianism, as I was talking in the previous hour. Creeping totalitarianism is happening rampantly in every branch of our society and around the world and in international politics. So, with all that in mind, I would like now to get the view from the man himself, the man in the targets of the TGA, Leon Pittard. Leon, tell us how you're feeling at the moment.
Well, Herewood, it's ironic that the actual interview that took place on the 5th of May, the actual title of that interview was The Australian Government's Assault on Health Freedom. So I think there has to be a connection here between the subject that we were actually talking about and the following response by the TGA. In other words, we were in the interview, which is available on the website for anyone who would like to listen to it or look up the transcript. We were talking in public discussion about how the Australian government is moving against freedom of choice in healthcare, specifically in vaccines. And as you stated, Merrill Dooley of the Australian Vaccination Network has done mountains of evidence and research, which she endeavours to share with the public. And it was during this interview that they picked up on merely a comment about the product Black Salve. I think the issue isn't Black Salve at all. Black Salve is a banned product, and indeed it could be interpreted that talking about it today, according to this current claim, we are in fact advertising it because we are talking about it. And if I had used it and I expressed the experience that I went through in using it, that expression would be determined as advertising. So it's ironic that the actual original interview was about the Australian government's assault on health freedom.
Absolutely. And look, let me just follow up on that actual banning of Black Salve. I'm just looking here at a couple of internet articles on it. Now, it says here, just looking at one site, actually just a forum discussion, it says here that the government has banned Black Salve in Australia. Anyone supplying or selling it faces prosecution and severe penalties. And I believe this is fairly recent. Would it be correct to say this is probably from about a year ago, Leon?
Yes, from what I understand, and just another ironic point here I'd like to point out, Herewood, I had never heard of Black Salve prior to this interview. Now, I'm not saying that in any way to in an endeavour to dodge the accusation, because I don't think the actual claim or the accusation is relevant, and I don't think they have jurisdiction either. However, I was not aware of Black Salve before that interview took place. But that aside, from what I understand, it was a ban for humans in Australia over 12 months ago, but then it was still used for animals, but the animal ban also took place a few weeks prior to the interview. And Merrill Dooley did have DVDs that she had on her website, which were DVDs that mentioned Black Salve. And She never sold Black Sail. Black Sail was never a product that she sold or promoted, but in this video, it shared information about a lot of different products apart from Black Sail, Black Sail just being one of them.
Yes, I've actually got an article here from the ABC, and you know, it doesn't actually mention anything about the product being banned on here. And this is actually from not that long ago, from the 1st of March 2012. What it says is TGA issues warning on skin cancer remedy. And this is actually a transcript of The World Today, which is a radio show on ABC, which is a national broadcaster here in Australia. And I'll just read to you a little bit here from the transcript. It says here that the Therapeutic Goods Administration has issued a warning to consumers not to use an approved alternative medicine for skin cancer known as Black Salve. The TGA says it knows of several cases where the product has caused serious burns. Despite the warning, a number of Australian-based websites are continuing to sell the product for use on animals. Now, according to the expert they have here, Timothy McDonald, that is illegal. It's illegal to sell it. And they actually say that it has actually caused skin burns. Now, the question of the pure legality of this, I think, is something that's important. And I really haven't had a chance to research it myself, but I probably will do that in a later show. But I think what's really important to draw a distinction here is between someone who is selling it or advertising it and someone who is merely talking about not even so much the commercial product or the brand, but the treatment itself, the technique. And it's illegal to own an AK-47 in Australia. Now, whether or not you agree with that, I actually don't agree with gun bans. I've swung around to someone who actually, you know, now actually thinks that we should have the right to buy weapons simply because I don't believe that the government should be the only organization that has them. I think citizens should have them as well. But yeah. We can accept, okay, it's illegal to own an AK-47, but you know, or sell one or advertise to sell one. But if we were simply to talk about AK-47s and, you know, how they work and how the chamber works and how you reload it, is that illegal too now? I mean, this could then be extended to so many other issues like that, couldn't it?
Yes, this is, look, it's creeping government into all different areas of our lives, and especially the thing that we are involved in, which is the sharing of information. My exact quote to Merrill in that original interview was...
Leon, we just have to stop it there. We're going to break, and we'll get you to continue with that straight after the break. You're with Truth News Radio Australia. Please stay with us.
Are you getting fed up with all the disinformation, deception, spin, propaganda, half-truths and downright lies in mainstream news? Looking for something different? Visit Truth News Radio Australia, www.truthnews.com.au, and may the truth set you free.
No matter where you go in your life, at some point you're going to need somebody to stand by you.
Light you see. gather along as your people come and stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Come on, stand by me.
I welcome back you with Truth News. My guest today is Leon Pittard, host of Fair Dinkum Radio, a great little website and podcast that you can find on the internet. Just put Fair Dinkum Radio into Google. I think it comes up pretty well in Google. The actual URL for it is fairdinkumradio.com. And the top article on the page there today is Australian Thought Police Target Free Speech. And, you know, this is this creeping totalitarianism, this use of bureaucracies, misuse of government agencies whose job really should be to protect people, should be to protect the consumer. But in fact, what are they really doing? They're protecting the interests of big corporations. Because when people actually market health remedies or lobby against vaccines, this eats into the profit base and the control of the giant corporations who rule the world. And they, of course, have just so much power and influence. And part of the problem with countries like Australia that have a universal healthcare system is that when you have a universal healthcare system, what it means is that the government has all this money that it gets from our taxes to decide how they're going to dispense medicines, because it's free. You know, we got Medicare, and you can basically go to the doctor, and you can get all these kinds of free treatments. But you know, with all this money the government has, they then get into bed with very big corporations, and the government and corporate partnerships decide what will be our medicines, and they also decide how we're going to block out of the market anyone who's going to compete, because they want to make sure that they consolidate that and control the market. It's about business interests here. But the Therapeutic Goods Administration sounds like a great idea. It sounds like they're there to protect you. And I've actually now found the page from the Therapeutic Goods Administration on this subject. And interestingly, despite what we're hearing about this being a banned product, there is no mention of it being banned. And I'll just get your opinion on that in a moment, Leon. But I'm looking here at the TGA website, and the title of the article here is Black and Red Salves in Treating Cancer. And this is from the 19th of March, 2012. It says here that the TGA is advising consumers not to purchase or use unproven products that claim to cure or treat cancer, including certain types of skin cancer. Notice there's no mention of being banned, no mention that it's illegal, nothing like that. The recent use of products marketed as containing black salve has resulted in serious harm to the skin of three Australian consumers who used the black salves for various skin conditions, including the treatment of a skin cancer. The TGA is not aware of any credible scientific evidence which shows that any black or red salve preparation is effective in treating cancer. These types of salves have not been formally assessed by the TGA and are not included in the Australian Register of Therapeutic Goods or exempted from inclusion. All therapeutic goods, including those used for treating cancer, must be included in the register unless exempted. Okay, now we're getting to the edge of it here. Penalties of up to $5.5 million apply to the illegal importation or supply of therapeutic goods. Now they've used the word illegal there. They've slipped it in under the radar because they didn't start out by saying it's illegal. And I still think the legal status of this is something that hasn't been made clear. I don't think it is illegal in the sense that, you know, heroin is illegal, amphetamines are illegal, marijuana is illegal. I don't think it's in that category. I don't think it's actually a banned illegal product. And I think we need to be careful in using this word banned, because I think that's what they want us to think. But I don't think it really is banned. Otherwise, they wouldn't be using all this complicated, weird legal verbiage. Can I get your take on that, Leon?
Yeah, I think what the process is that if a product is not included in their register, then if it is sold for therapeutic use, then it becomes illegal. Rather, it's really that the product must be actually registered on their register before it can be sold or promoted for therapeutic use.
Right, right. So it's really a commercial regulation here. We're talking about something that's really a business thing. It would be a civil matter rather than a criminal matter, and that's a very important distinction because people when people hear the word banned, they think, well, I could go to prison. Because you would go to prison if you were selling heroin, right? If you were selling amphetamines, you would go to prison. It is a crime. You would be locked up with murderers and rapists, right? But here we are talking about a commercial thing. It's like they're saying, well, this is a product that is a faulty product, and so you would be fined, right? But see. When you get this creeping totalitarianism, what the government tries to do is they try to blur the distinction. They try to basically make anything they don't want, anything that they don't want you to do, they want you to think it's criminal. They want you to think that they have powers that they don't really have. This is sometimes called color of law. They basically scare you into believing their myth. And of course, we've seen this done with vaccines over and over again. We've seen the myth created in the media that you are legally obliged to have vaccines when in fact you're not. You can get exemptions. And I've been told by many people who pick this up, they hear a news story, they watch Channel 9 or whatever, and they think, oh no, you've got to be vaccinated. You can't go to school if you're not vaccinated. You can't go to a childcare center if you're not vaccinated. No, that's actually not true either. That's just what they want you to think. You know, Pfizer and GlaxoSmithKline love it when you think that, because guess what? That makes you, it means you do what they want. Actually, you don't have to be vaccinated. You can get an exemption form, and people simply aren't aware of it. Can we just go into your personal experience here, Leon? I mean, can we just sort of go through what actually happened? I mean, we read the press release there, but I just wanted to get it from you. Like, you know, obviously, you did this interview with Merrill in total innocence. You'd never even heard of this Black Sal before. And how long after that show did you actually get the threatening email from the TGA?
Well, I received a notice from them approximately 3 weeks ago, which is approximately 3 weeks after the interview. And what it basically said to me was that I had to reply with my name, address, phone numbers, give me a whole lot of things I had to actually supply to them. And there was no questions. It had to be done within a certain number of days. I did not do that. I just basically replied and said, please outline the nature of the complaint. And what followed was a response from them, which basically said that they had an anonymous complainant, and the complainant was to be remain anonymous, and that they, the complaints resolution panel, and I quote, they said, we interpret the complaint as alleging breaches of section, and they give, I think there's 19 different sections of the code, which they say both of us have breached. And they have said that we should provide a response to each allegation with pivotal scientific evidence. So what they've done, they've given us 100 different hoops to jump through to actually prove that we are innocent. They have already judged us as transgressing the act. And this is probably a very important point of this process, is that we are presumed to be guilty. And this, of course, is the opposite of common law, which has its roots in biblical law in nearly all countries, that for a start, a man cannot be tried for a crime without an accuser. And who do we know this accuser, this complainant to be? Is he someone that is in a relationship with the department? Is it the department? We don't know. We've got no idea who this is. And this is a very important point, that someone that's deemed to be anonymous can basically have the department agree with a guilty verdict without even talking to us.
Yeah, it's the anonymous nature of it really is even more chilling, and it just sort of reminds you of the old Soviet Empire. It's very kind of Eastern Europe.
Absolutely, and the complainant's complaint was 14 pages of legal language, which really raises questions.
It does indeed, and I want to get more into some of those questions it raises, and you know, if we're able to step through some of those points, I will do that after the break. So do stay with us. I'm here with Leon Pittard from Fair Dinkum Radio. Check that site out if you get a chance. We'll be right back after the break. Please stay with us.
She said she learned the hard way. Said she wanna spare the children. She said don't give a say your soul away, 'cause all that you have is your soul. So don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. 'Cause all that you have is your soul.
Welcome back to Truth News. My name's Herewood Fenton. It's great to be with you today. You can find Truth News on your radio dial. If you're listening to us in the US, actually I can't tell you where you'll find it on your radio dial, but it is on a number of FM stations in the US. You can find it on your internet dial if you go to truthnews.com.au or just put Truth News Radio into Google. And if you'd like to call us and have a chat, you can call us on 1300 153 372 in Australia. It's an Australian local call number. You can call us on 512-646-1984 if you're calling in the United States. Now, we're talking here about free speech and alternative health with Leon Pittard, host of Fair Dinkum Radio. And we're getting here into the substance of this complaint that's been made against your radio show, Leon. And to me, the whole thing, you know, what it feels like to me is that their evidence centers on a statement made by Meryl during the show. And I'll tell you more about Meryl shortly, because she's a very interesting and important person in Australia as well. She's got her own website and alternative thinker on vaccines. But she says here in the interview, referring to Black Salve, she says, "I've used it on a cancer that I had on my shoulder. I've got to tell you, it is like a scalpel. It cut it out in a perfect circle and it got rid of it completely." Now, that appears to me to be their trump card in terms of claiming that you're actually advertising this product on your website. I can't see anything else that would even give that indication. And of course, you mentioned that they actually referred to that specific quote. I mean, if you could fill us in more on the detail of what they are actually accusing you of, Leon, you've got the floor.
Okay, well, during the course of that conversation, she did also make reference to some DVDs that she did once sell, which was a DVD entitled One Answer to Cancer.
Okay.
And this DVD basically, as I mentioned before, featured different alternative treatments to cancer from naturopathic type avenues, from non-chemical forms of treatment. In the complaint, it's basically hinging on the point that reference to this in the conversation was actually an advertisement to promote Black Salve over medical treatments that the mainstream medicine uses. And they stated that there was no, that we did not provide any scientific evidence and undocumented testimonials were offered. Now, it just amazes me that we live in an environment, in Australia especially, where our government are running around the country lying to the Australian people every day about carbon dioxide being a pollutant. And we now have in legislation a taxation system which is based upon a lie and based upon questionable scientific evidence. And here, coming back to our case, we have mentioned one thing in one paragraph and we are being told that we must respond with scientific evidence. Now, you know, scientific evidence, as we've learnt through the climate change debate, is manipulated by those who pay the scientists. And the research itself is corrupt. And I'm using the climate change debate as an allegory, if you like, to the healthcare profession, where the healthcare profession will tell us that a certain product is safe. And, you know, if we look at the GlaxoSmithKline case that just came to light only last week or the week before, we can see that the FDA in America and the equivalent in Australia is the TGA, said that these products were safe. GlaxoSmithKline actually used them for other...
So could you just repeat the name of those products again?
The GlaxoSmithKline one, the name goes from it. It was one of their drugs that the FDA had actually authorised.
Oh, right, okay.
But, I mean, they got something like, I think, I forget the exact amount of the fine, but it was like the amount that they made in profit on that one drug for 1 year. And the Senate committee basically said that GlaxoSmithKline had acted corruptly, etc. It had caused over, you know, 80,000 heart attacks as a result. That's documented. That's let alone other things that didn't happen, that weren't documented, and a number of deaths. Now, the point I'm making is this. Just because the FDA or the TGA says that a product is safe or not safe, does not mean that we as citizens do not have the right to question or to, according to our own individual conscience, apply other therapies that we believe may be appropriate. And, you know, let's just think of an example. We've got a herb called comfrey that was used extensively over generations. My father used it extensively. We grew it in our garden. It was used to... for a lot of different ailments. And I can look up a book called Back to Eden that was written back in the 1930s, and it explains there all of the good things that comfrey is used for, all of the different ailments, internal and external. Now, does that mean today that we cannot speak about comfrey or that that book is banned because comfrey is actually a partially banned herb in Australia? Well, let's take marijuana or heroin. These things are against the law. But does that mean in public discussion today, if I was a marijuana user, I can't express that I think it helps me? I'm not a marijuana user, by the way, but I'm using this as an example. So the question comes back to really, as far as advertising goes, what is advertising? And this is key to their complaint. As you stated before, Fair Income Radio is a non-commercial operation. I have no advertising. There's no money that transfers hands about any product or about any site or about any person. And so, to my understanding, advertising has to be a commercial activity where there is a transfer of either finance or goods or something to make it advertising.
Yeah, totally agree. And look, I actually just have that article here, an article about GlaxoSmithKline being hit with $3 billion in penalties. And it's actually quite an interesting story. I'd heard this one and it kind of went over my head. I just wasn't paying attention. This is an extremely important story. British drug maker GlaxoSmithKline has admitted to promoting its popular antidepressant medications Paxil and Wellbutrin for unapproved uses and has agreed to the largest healthcare fraud settlement in US history, $3 billion in penalties. I mean, that is staggering. But of course, you know, that for them isn't really going to hurt them because they probably make 10 times that in profits every year. I mean, their profits are so huge that they can easily afford that, but it still is a staggering amount of money. Glaxo agreed to plead guilty to illegally promoting Paxil for treating depression in children from 1998 to 2003, despite the fact that the FDA had approved it only for adults. And the drug maker also agreed that it promoted Wellbutrin, which was approved only for treating depression, for use in battling obesity, sexual dysfunction, and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Wow. I mean, you know, the big boys are, they can just do any kind of crazy stuff like that, and they pay a fine, they get over it. Of course, you know, if you were fined $5 million, as they said there in that article on the TGA site, I don't think you would sort of be able to happily chug along after being fined $5 million.
Yes, and look, this comes back to the fact that do we as individuals have the right to question government agencies who say what is good for us? This is the core of the freedom issue. Do we have a right today to raise a question about something that a government, a product that is not on the register or a product that is banned or outlawed or anything? And this comes to the heart of our society and where it's heading, with an encroaching governmental tentacles into every aspect. Now, it must be said that there had to be people listening, informants listening to that podcast, that reported back to the TGA. So the people that were listening weren't innocent citizens who were just listening to a podcast as an educational or a social interest side of things. They were there monitoring. And this is what our government has said they're going to go after. They're going to monitor blog sites. They are going to set up media bodies in order to scrutinise all discussion and all dissemination of any media, including the internet. And I think it is my thought that this is the thin edge of the wedge, and maybe we are being used just to see how far they can push the boundaries at this stage.
Yeah, to see what they can get away with. We're going to break shortly, and I'd like to actually get into the legal response that you're going to make to this. To me, it looks like the whole thing is just vexatious, but we will discuss that in detail in the next section with Truth News Radio. Stay with us.
Seems to me like they want us to be afraid, man. Maybe we just like being afraid. Maybe we just so used to it at this point that it's just a part of us, part of our culture. Security alert on orange. Been on orange since 01, G. I mean, what's up, man? Can a brother get yellow, man? Just for like 2 months or something? Goddamn. Sick of that. Mic check. The groove is thick, so I'ma rhyme like a lunatic. I do this shit with an unassuming wit. The corporation conjured up the bass and the tempo. My name is Lift, that's the intro, now let's go. The flow of life throwing strife into the mix. To depict our condition and the word is sick. The powers to be are powerly. Stress and strife that I see every day. And launch a speaker bomb. Culture of fear is up in your ear.
Welcome back, you're with Truth News. Talking to Leon Pittard from Fair Dinkum Radio, who has been served with some kind of legal brief claiming that he's engaged in advertising an unapproved product. I don't think we can even say it's a banned product. I think it's simply a non-approved product. There's all this twisting of language. Next week, I'm going to be interviewing Merrill Dorey in the same time slot. And Merrill Dorey, of course, runs the Australian Vaccination Network. And she's been tirelessly campaigning against the dangers of vaccines for many, many years. And she's been the target of a number of campaigns by the Therapeutic Goods Administration and the Healthcare Complaints Commission. They tried to revoke her charity status, and then that was overturned. She had lawyers working for her. They've threatened her over the DVD which she was advertising, which had this cure for cancer on it. And of course, but their main focus is her opposition to vaccines, which they just want shut down. But it's basically a fascist kind of position here. They believe that it's the greater good. They know what's best. People who like her are stupid. They're fringe. They don't have a place in society. It doesn't matter how many people like it, how many people visit the website, how many people follow that. All those people are just non-persons, according to the kind of, if you look at the media, look at the way the media covers it. They always say, oh, there are all these sort of freaky people at the fringes of society who oppose vaccines, and like they're just people who are ignorant and deranged, and you know, we have to re-educate them, but we can't allow this to continue. And that's kind of the tone. They set the tone of the attitude towards it. And of course, you know, it just gradually ropes in anyone who really wants to make their own decision. I mean, there are so many different approaches to many different illnesses. I mean, AIDS is another one. A lot of people have been warning against the dangers of the medications that they give people who have AIDS, and because they're extremely toxic. And we've done at least one show on that on Truth News. I'd like to do more on it. But and in Africa, the president there had said that this is in South Africa. I mean, the president of that country had said that he thought that some of these herbal remedy cures for AIDS might actually be preferable to the toxic chemicals that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation was supplying. And of course, you know, that resulted in furious attacks in the media. How dare you, you know, jeopardize the lives and the health of patients of AIDS. No, we've got to give pregnant women these highly toxic medications. But just getting back to the specific case here with the TGA and Fair Dinkum Radio, Leon, can I just ask, have you engaged a lawyer at this point?
No, I haven't. I guess, Herewood, I'm looking at this from the angle that I serve a higher power than what they are trying to put me under. Basically, they are trying to say that they have jurisdiction over what I can and what I cannot say with my host on the radio program. And I'm coming from it from the angle that I am a free man that has individual liberty, and I have not ever done anything which has hurt anyone or offended anyone in any way against the norms of society, so to speak. But we always know that in public discussion there will always be disagreement about different policies or about different laws. But in a healthy society, we should be able to allow our opposition to have their view and share it freely without fear of intimidation or threat. And I guess that's the angle that I'm not fearful of anything. Therefore, I have not engaged any formal legal counsel. I'm considering exactly what is taking place here. And as you know, Herewood, there is like two tiers of society, and the tier above us that is trying to tell us what we can and cannot do have lots of money. They have the force of government behind them. And we as individuals at the bottom have a tendency to be fearful of that, because their approach is intimidating. It is veiled threats of what could happen, and people fear that they will lose property or life or other things. But when you understand the principle of truth and that truth does set you free, it's important to walk, I believe, to walk in that truth and to share that truth with others freely without fear. And we see societies in the past where people lived in fear of what they could or could not say, and they lived in fear of sometimes being persecuted and even killed for saying things that were against government. And as you've rightly put out, as you've rightly suggested, democracy is something we must take. So that is why I'm speaking with you today, and that's why I've issued a press release, and And on my website, I have all the documents open because it is my object to bring it out in the open. And the one thing that I think these type of people fear is they fear a perfect knowledge of what they're up to. They fear their tactics being being exposed to the public. And the one thing they fear above all things is individuality and independence of any individual. These are the things that they are trying to destroy in society through educational techniques, through scientific, social technology, through propaganda of different media. And this media needs to be guarded. This media, where we can speak freely about against government policy, against banned substances, if that is our conviction, mankind should be allowed to share his convictions of truth. Every man should be allowed to be convicted in his own mind of what he understands to be truth, and indeed to share it with his fellow man. So to answer your question, I guess that is my approach. To walk, not to jump into their legal arena where they have 10 lions and they've given me one match.
Yes.
My approach is that I'm going to walk in freedom. I serve a higher power and I have no fear for any future events that may or may not happen, but I plan to continue to advertise and to promote the strength and the power of the individual. When an individual is educated, when the individual is informed, he makes life choices for himself, whether it be in the area of politics, whether it be in the area of health, or whether it be in the area of religion, or any area in life. And I guess that's the foundation I stand on.
Brilliant. Well, I'm standing with you on that one, Leon. And you know, I may be hanging with you as well. You know, if we don't stand together, we'll hang alone. You know, I'd rather hang together. So. I don't know if that made any sense, but anyway, Leon,
I appreciate your support. And I appreciate us being able to have this conversation, especially beaming into our American listeners.
Indeed. So, how are you planning to respond to this Kafka-esque, you know, set of allegations that have been made against you? I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to ignore it? Are you going to reply? Are you going to address each of their niggling, vexatious little questions?
Well, I'm definitely not going to address every one of their vexatious questions. The whole premise is based upon, as I said in the beginning, an anonymous person, which I've got no idea whether that is authentic or not. Who this person is? Is there a conspiracy? Is there collusion between this person and the department? This is a very real possibility. Considering, and when your listeners hear Meryl's story next week, when you hear the harassment that she has been under, and that's one of the reasons I stand with Meryl, because I believe that she has been hounded, harassed by these people because of her stand on individuality and freedom of choice. And if we don't support each other, these scientific systems of governance will run over us and we'll be left with nothing.
Yeah, and it's really important to emphasise that this is the case even if you don't agree with what Meryl says.
Absolutely.
This is not even about the truth or falsity of or what she says about vaccines. This is about having the right to have an opinion.
Yes.
But unfortunately, people get that confused and they get it conflated in their mind, the questions between whether they agree with something or whether they, you know, whether the question of whether they agree with it is somehow conflated with the question about the government interference and kind of banning your ability to talk about it.
You're exactly right, because, look, I know, Herewood, I disagree with you on some things.
Right.
But I know that I'm with you in spirit on the principle that we should be allowed to disagree. We should be allowed to freely join together on the principle of that freedom. And it's like Meryl. I do disagree with her on different issues. One of them's abortion. And just to bring that up as an example,
sure.
She agrees with the sort of pro-choice angle, although I don't like to put things in boxes, but I'm just mentioning that as an example.
Yeah, I understand.
Now, but that doesn't stop me having her as a guest on my program, because I believe she's got valuable research and understanding of the data, especially in relations to vaccines and the health and different health sciences. And so, you know, that's the trouble with society. We put everyone in a sort of box, and because they're in that box, we won't listen to them or we're against them rather than being individuals.
And of course, there are issues that where people feel extremely threatened by certain things. And with vaccines, and we'll get into this in detail next week, but with vaccines, the way it's pitched to make people agree with the kind of harassment of people like Meryl Dorey is that they run the argument that people who lobby against vaccines are putting everyone at risk because they're encouraging parents not to vaccinate their kids. And what the argument is that by doing so, you lose herd immunity and then diseases will run rampant through the community. And this then justifies people in thinking, well, these people need to be silenced. These people need to be shut up. It's for our protection. And so it always comes back, I find, with these types of fascist viewpoints, it comes back to this idea that we're protecting people. But again, we're just about out of time. But I'd love to get more into that, but we just don't have time. Leon, thank you so much for today. It's been fantastic.
Yeah, thank you, Harold.
Yeah, and I was on your show yesterday, and I'll be looking forward to hearing that. And, you know, we'll certainly be speaking to each other again regularly in the future.
Thank you, and goodbye to your listeners.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Leon. Well, that's another show from Truth News Radio. And as I said, we'll be back next week with an exclusive interview with Meryl Dorey from the Australian Vaccination Network to get more into this subject. And we look forward to your company. We'll be back. See you then. Over and out from Truth News Radio.